Could I have Ms. Johnson?
Yes, Mr. President.
It's 1964 in the Oval Office.
Hello?
Have you eaten?
Yes, dear.
Oh, why didn't you wait and eat with me?
Dear, I had to come and get...
And that is President Lyndon Johnson on the phone with the First Lady, Lady Bird Johnson.
But I'm out here working.
Okay, bye.
Goodbye, Lola.
Love you.
Last week, just in time for Valentine's Day, the LBJ Library in Austin released a trove of about 90 love letters between the president and his wife.
They still sound in love, don't they?
That's Claudia Anderson. She's the lead archivist at the LBJ Library. And she said the letters chronicle a love story that started way back in 1934. Lyndon Baines Johnson and Claudia Lady Bird Taylor met in Texas in September of that year. Right away, the president asked her out for breakfast.
And they spent the day together sightseeing in Austin, and before the day was over, he proposed to her.
Her answer? Let me think about it. Johnson returned to Washington, where he was working, and that's when the letter writing started.
And he writes,
Dearest Bird, it was hard to leave you today. It is always hard to feel that you haven't quite won, though there may be some hope left in tomorrow. Good night. I love you, Lyndon Baines.
The man who would one day be known as the Master of the Senate kept pushing for a yes.
Dear Bird, I want to hear you say over and over again that I love you. You may remember...
Darling, your letter yesterday sort of put me on the spot, didn't it, dear? All I can say, in absolute honesty, is, I love you. I don't know how everlastingly I love you, so I can't answer you yet. And I'm coming.
Eventually, he gave her a ring, but still no decision. Their correspondence continued.
1934. Although I was thrilled to death when the operator told me in the lobby that you were calling, I couldn't help but feel let down after you had repeated your doubts.
Darling, everybody is so constantly urging me to wait 2 or 3 months. If he loves you, he'll wait for you, and so on until my head aches.
I love you. Thanks for the telephone call, Lyndon.
100 kisses. Devotedly, Bird.
In November, just 2 months after their first date, Johnson came to Texas to meet her. They planned to travel to Austin again, but what do you know?
They skip Austin and go on to San Antonio, where they get married.
And just like that, the most persuasive man in politics got the yes vote that meant the most. This is NPR News.